What if I told you the pain you walked through wasn't punishment, it was preparation? A few nights before recording my previous episode, the Lord woke me up and said, "Take out your notes." I knew what that meant. He was about to do heart surgery, and what he showed me broke me. Not because it was devastating, but because I realized he wanted to reinforce that he was there and always will be. As much as the enemy warred, God put his love on display. He may not always be felt, but he must always be trusted. Today's episode isn't just a message, it's a movement. This is for the woman who's tired of putting bandages over bullet wounds. For the daughter who's carried depression, rejection, betrayal, and kept her worship and integrity through it all. I'm not here to impress you, I'm here to pull you out. Welcome to Rebuilding Ruins. It's time to confront the lies, reclaim your authority, and step into your commissioning. Let's go. Hey guys, it's your girl Amina, and welcome to Rebuilding Ruins. This is a community that feels the mandate of Isaiah 61:4 to rebuild the ruins that has been left by previous generations. I have received an overwhelming response regarding my previous episode about depression, and that will be linked in the description. I felt that this was something I needed to stay on and go deeper into. Every episode and live prayer session, I always inquire what God is prompting me to release. A few nights before I did my battle with depression episode, I was awakened in the middle of the night and I was wide awake. There was no tossing and turning involved. I was just ready to receive. I felt the Lord tell me to take out my notes. I know when he prompts me to do this, it's going down. I'm going to be chopping on my phone all night. This particular night, I wasn't thinking of that season of my life. The Lord has been taking me through a process of deliverance. And sometimes for me, that looks like bringing up old memories or feelings that I had from past experiences. And I'm always like, wait, where did this come from? Why am I thinking about this? And this was one of those situations. He has been healing broken mindsets that have been holding me back spiritually and physically and emotionally. So really like all the lees. I had never fully processed that season. I was glad I survived it and never looked back. However, the remnants of that season left behind false beliefs that God had turned his back on me, that I was alone. I never fully recounted how much he was actually there through it all. He was actually like my midwife. He didn't take away my pain. He coached me through it. He guided with love and gave support. I never really focused on his kindness. I always just refer to it as my hard season and that wraps it up. But does it? No. The Lord led me to recount all the details. When I allowed my feelings to trump his devotion to me, the truth faded in the midst of the pain. It opened my heart to believe that God is with me sometimes and sometimes not, that he isn't constant. His love is conditional, or when I go through difficult seasons, I deserved it somehow. It never crossed my mind that it was preparation, or maybe he just wanted to reveal himself to me in a deeper way. Do you ever notice that your life flows in certain patterns? You notice I've been here before, and based off past experiences, I know I'm entering a pruning or fruitful or wilderness season. It's much like fall, spring, summer, and winter seasons. You see leaves change or flowers bloom or weather changes. You see all the signs of it and you're like, oh, okay, I know the season is near. Well, since my journey with depression, I somewhat alluded to the residue of that past season still lingering. I wasn't as healed as God was desiring of me to be or what I would want to be. God was beginning that process that night. Have you heard the phrase, time heals all wounds? Well, it doesn't. Time doesn't heal, but God does. And sometimes that healing can be instant or a long or short process. It's the work of the Holy Spirit and our job to completely surrender those areas and be willing to face the truth of those seasons. We have been so programmed to just be fine, not be a burden, or maybe believe that we are not worthy of love, understanding, or support, or this is a battle we have to fight alone. Whatever the reason, God is doing a massive heart work in the hearts of his people. He is preparing us for something, and it's not to just sit on the sidelines. He's calling us to the front line of the battle. Those who have been stifled, bullied, rejected, abandoned, betrayed, and held back, all the enemy has thrown at you to destroy your faith, your calling, your hopes, your dreams. God is revealing that in his people and to launch a counterattack and pull those that are in darkness out and to get aggressive. I'm not talking about aggressive as in yelling or demeaning or anything hateful, but aggressive in love, aggressive in hope, aggressive in believing to take hold of all the things that have been withheld from us. Maybe you have gone through situations in your life where you have experienced, like I said, betrayal, rejection, abandonment. Gosh, fill in the blank. It's like an infomercial. But in those seasons, in facing that, you have retained your honor in the midst of it. You bit your tongue. You surrendered your heart to the Lord to heal it. Instead of becoming bitter and angry, you tried to protect your heart and steward it in the dark, painful seasons. This is your season of honor. This is your season of commissioning. This is your season of unleashing, and nothing in hell or from hell is going to stop you. How you respond in the dark, painful, unseen moments is how God will reward you openly. What we do in the secret matters. What we do when no one is watching matters. Daughters are taking their place in the kingdom and are being launched as arrows to attack the very things that have warred against you, but in kingdom fashion. You will set the captives free. You will bind the brokenhearted. You will release the ones in darkness. You have been given a mandate to cross enemy lines because those lines crossed you. Your jurisdiction has enlarged because of what you went through, and you are now waking up to your authority. No weapon formed against you will prosper. That will be your shield. The season of depression was at its worst during the pregnancy of my sixth child. Life didn't go on to be roses and daisies, as much as we all love a happy ending. What God was trying to reveal to me was he was there all along. He didn't forsake me or abandon me. He was there through it all. And all this time I had believed based off my feelings was my shadow of death I walked through. And guess what? I walked through many more shadow of deaths after that season. And when, let me emphasize, deaths. The last 10 years felt like one assault after the other till it reached its climax 2.5 years ago. But that is a whole other story. If you are hearing my voice, I want you to know that greater is he that is in you. He is not above you floating around on a cloud, but in you. Remember that the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. He is giving you victory over your enemies. All the situations that you went through was all used by God to rebuild you into his warrior and awaken you to identity. So anyone that was used to bring about your downfall, thank them and bless them in the name of Jesus, because you have been reborn and restored into a powerful force. It was difficult to understand why. And if you want to know why you went through all you did, look in the mirror. That's why. Look who you became, because you let the fire refine you and not burn you. Look at your children and rejoice that you have formed a new legacy, and they will be a witness to your rebirth and witness you shine so bright. I want you to understand this. I learned that my feelings are my biggest hindrance. They will convince me I'm poor when I'm rich. They will convince me of finality when God is declaring jubilee. They will convince me I have failed when God says a righteous man may fall 7 times but rises again and again and again. My feelings will convince me that God is counting my sins and holding them against me. But based off Proverbs 24:16, he's not counting how many times you fall, but how many times you rise again. Psalms 103:12, he throws our sins as far as the east is from the west. So far does he remove your sins from you. Your feelings will tell you that he doesn't care about you. But Psalms 103:13 says he shows compassion as a father does for his children. Psalm 103:11, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. I could go on and on. Fight the lies. Even if it's one word, for me, it was Jubilee. And I feel for many of us, he is bringing us into our promised land, our Jubilee. We had to camp out in the wilderness with our parents because they didn't want to fight the battle that was going to give them their inheritance. And even more so, they didn't want to fight a battle that was going to restore their identity from slaves to warriors and children of the Most High God. But we inherited the battles our parents didn't fight. And we said, we want all the Lord has for us. We want it for us and our children's children. And we said, Lord, get us out of the wilderness. Deliver us from evil. We want what you died for us to have. We are done being slaves. We are done being ruled by fear, anxiety, and depression. We are done being marked as hopeless and orphaned. Though we have no shepherd on earth, we have one in the heavenlies. I want you to hear me loud and clear. Salvation has come. It's come to you, your family, your possessions, everything you touch will be blessed. I declare in Jesus' name that you have the mind of Christ, your children have the mind of Christ, and your grandchildren have the mind of Christ. And I command your enemies and all that has warred against you to have the mind of Christ. Let it all come into submission to his lordship. Not only will salvation come to you, but it will come to your enemies as well. If your children went wayward, guess what? Salvation is coming to the wayward child and to their friends and girlfriends or boyfriends and their families. We will not be silent, but on your tongue will be the declarations of your father's heart. The enemy is gunning for your child. Beautiful. You coming for mine, I'm coming for yours. Everyone that came to bring my child down is going to experience radical salvation and deliverance. I will not just pray for my child, but all that surround them. Deliverance is coming. Out of my mouth will flow justice and mercy. What's that? My child is coming around and bringing friends that are surrounded in darkness. Come on, baby. You getting oil on your head too. I'm not going to turn you away. I'm going to feed you and love on you, and you will be saved in Jesus' name. We need to get angry and resolute. You coming for my generation, my children's, I'm coming for yours. I'm not going to hate on my enemies. I'm not going to slander you. I'm going to pray for you. And when you fall, if God permits me to be there, I will pick you up, dust you off, and utter the heart of the Lord for you. Paradigms are shifting. We are here to do kingdom work. If you're still here, that means something deep in your spirit just said, she's talking to me. This is more than a healing journey. This is a spiritual jailbreak. We've been given jurisdiction because of what you've survived. You're not a victim. You're a warrior. And God is commissioning you to cross enemy lines because those lines crossed you. You are not just being healed, you are being deployed. In the chat, I wanna hear from you. What season did God pull you from that you thought had already passed, but he is still refining and revealing? And what truth are you choosing to hold on to this time? For me, it was the one word, Jubilee. And literally right now, the word Father. Drop your word below. Let's speak life in the comments. You're not alone. If this resonates, get the triple special, like, comment, and subscribe. Look out for my live prayer sessions every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Let's keep the conversation going. Find me on my socials for updates and more. Let's keep rebuilding your ruins. You guys be blessed in Jesus' name.